Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It's the Radio 1 91 FM Breakfast Show with Candace. And right now, she's talking to
Amber Carly Williams on their brand new release. Guess what? It is so hot off the press. Today is release day, and I'm so, so excited to chat about this single. How are you doing this morning, Amber?
I am so good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good. Yes, I am very good, thanks. And now, even better, now that we are here to chat about your new track. It is called Kids on the Internet, and it is the first single from your upcoming debut EP. Tell us a little bit about the single.
So I wrote this song a couple of years ago now, actually. And at the time, I was kind of just reflecting on, kids, just the younger generation and kind of how people are growing up without almost having the choice of what they, like, I guess when you're so young, your parents have a lot to do with what you do as you grow up. So I think just observing the difference between my childhood and the childhood of someone growing up now is quite different, even though, you know, I'm only 21. But it's just like a rapid change, I think, and I just wanted to sort of reflect on that. Yeah.
And it's such an interesting thing to reflect on, especially as you were saying, like, you're only 21, I'm also only 22. And I feel like a lot of the time you hear older people being like, oh, back in my day. But now we're becoming the back in my day people. It's a dangerous game.
And I know, like, I'm like, well, I also can't say much because I'm on my phone all the time, and like this, that and the other. But also, like, it is a different time now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned that you wrote the track a couple years ago. Was that sort of just out the end of COVID? Because I think that was a very, like, internet-heavy period in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, for sure. It was like, the year after COVID. And I remember literally just observing, like, some younger kids around me, like, through the family and that were just, you know, around, and I was just like, oh my gosh, all you want is the iPad, or like, you know, just kind of constantly like, what can I do? And it's that sort of like short term, I don't know, like you just feel like you have to be doing something all the time, and then like you get sick of it straight away, and it's like, what's the next thing I can do? Instant gratification, which I feel like a lot of us kind of have now. We've sort of adapted to it. So it's kind of just reflecting on that.
What kind of approach did you take to writing this track? Because like you said, it's kind of more of a reflective sort of observation piece.
I remember very specifically, I was like, I want this song to be like, I look up to the 1975 and Holly Humberstone a lot. So they were my two like inspirations for this track. So I remember thinking, okay, you know, that's kind of the vibe I want to go with. And then that topic was on my mind at the time, so I was like, cool. And then I just remember it coming together really fast. Sometimes it can be a very slow process, but sometimes it's just like come straight away, like easy. And I just remember this one flowing really quickly. Yeah.
When it came to releasing the track, why are you releasing it 2 years later? Was there a specific build-up for it? What was the vibe?
To be honest, the main reason is just I took so long to find the right producer. Because I went back and forth between, like, four different people, and then something would end up happening, and it was like, okay, it's not going to work anymore, and then this would happen, and it's like, okay, it's not going to work anymore. So it was kind of like 6 months at a time being like, okay, we're going to do this, here's the whole plan, and then it would fall through. And then out of nowhere, the drummer in my band, Tyler, he was like, oh, my flatmate is a good producer. And I was looking for a guitarist for my band, and he was like, he plays guitar. So I was like, oh, cool. And then I met him, Terry, and we just got along so well. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is happening. He's going to be in my band. We're going to work together. And that's what happened. And we started working together June last year, so it was quite a long process of getting the whole EP together. Because I think as well, I hadn't worked on my own stuff with like a big sound behind it for like 3 or 4 years. So it was kind of like, okay, figuring out what my sound is now, which was a bit of a journey.
And what has been your favorite part about that journey?
I think honestly working with Terry was like just the highlight. It was so fun. He had a studio in town in Ōtautahi, and I just went in and we just talked rubbish for like 4 hours, and then we'll be like, oh, that's probably what it took a year. Every day was like, oh, oops, like we've been talking the whole time. And then he moved to Melbourne a couple months ago, which was sad, but we've just been working remotely. But I think, I don't know. I think just the whole thing has been so fun, and I've been looking forward to this day for a long time. Just like, oh, when's the day going to come when we can finally put it out? And now it's like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do with myself. Just so excited. Yeah.
We are even more excited. We are definitely on the excitement bandwagon.
Yeah.
As you mentioned before, this track does not stand alone. It is off your upcoming EP. Please tell us a little bit about the forthcoming release.
Well, so this is the first single off of the EP, and I've got a couple more singles coming before the EP, which will be end of this year, before the end of the year. And got a few music videos lined up and things like that, which is exciting. We've pretty much done everything for it now, so it's kind of just tightening up things and getting it all ready for release, which is exciting. And then we'll do headline show at the end of the year, which would be cool. Yet to be announced, but just announced it, kind of. which I'm very excited for, all those things.
So exciting. What do you enjoy most about playing new music live? Because especially having a whole brand new EP to play, it's pretty gas.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I've played these songs for like few years in our life, so I think it's going to be fun to recreate the songs, because me and my band have always played them in a certain way. Or no, I can't, we've kind of always like evolved them, but they sound a certain way now, and then the recordings of the songs are quite different to how the band sounds. So I'm excited to kind of go, okay, scratch everything we know, we're gonna try and get the songs now sounding like the tracks, which would be cool. And got some new songs that I'm already like wanting to release after this EP, so it'd be nice to kind of just keep the ball rolling, I think, from now. Yeah.
Was the difference between the original tracks that you played live and the recordings that you have now, was that difference an intentional choice, or did it kind of just happen over time?
I think with the band, I did always love the sound, but I knew I wanted my recordings to be a bit more like produced rather than band live sound, which kind of meant rethinking them. And I knew that with most of the songs, I was like, I'm happy with them, but I kind of want more. I don't think we put heaps of time and thought into the arrangements just yet. So that's kind of what Terry and I did. We just like really spent a lot of time thinking about it, to the point where we were like, cool, this is it.
sounds good.
yeah.
And for anybody who may not know the brilliance of Amber Carly Williams, please tell us a little bit about your band.
We are all from jazz school in Christchurch. We all met there. We've been playing together for a few years now. The reason we got together was I won a spot to go play on Spark sessions at the Spark Lounge, lots of Spark, which was really cool. So that was a solo thing. But then through that, I managed to also win a spot at Bay Dreams, which was really cool. So I was like, well, I need to get a band together, because I didn't want to do that solo, and I had only ever played solo. So it was a very new experience to play with a band. So that was in, I think, 2020, yeah, so a few years ago. And we did that, and then it was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. So since that, we've played like a few gigs here and there, just opening for different artists. And then we've got a few shows coming up this summer, which is cool. We're going to be playing at Rolling Meadows, which is in Waipara, just outside of Christchurch. and then headline show, and then something else that's not announced yet, which will be cool.
Very exciting. Do you find all of your past jazz influences sort of creeping into the sound of the band?
Well, so I loosely call it jazz school because that's what it used to be called, but now it's utter music arts. And I did contemporary, so I didn't actually do jazz. But a lot of my friends played jazz, so I guess it's something that I listen to every now and then, but it's definitely not like a huge influence for me.
Fair enough. I feel like jazz in the 1975, they're very much on like completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
I can appreciate it though, for sure. Yeah.
Now, Kids on the Internet is, like I said before, a very reflective track. It's almost social commentary. What kind of themes can we see on the upcoming EP, 21 Roses?
Ooh, all the songs are quite different, actually. There's one of the songs is about a breakup, and then a couple of the other songs are, I guess the main theme I would say is kind of upbringing and like my growth, or reflecting on past experiences, like with my family. And yeah, so that's kind of the main umbrella, but I'm just remembering it on like one of my songs about. The next song is more about internal like anxiety and that kind of thing. So to be fair, I feel like I've covered quite a few different topics. It's not like just one thing. But yeah, I kind of want it to be, people can interpret them how they want. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, this is what this song is about. But yeah.
Obviously, your first EP is always a really big deal. Your first anything in anything is a really big deal, right? Was that direction of upbringing and sort of vulnerability an intentional choice for the first EP, or did that just come about naturally with your songwriting?
I think just with my songwriting, like, I think what I've realised recently is I can't force myself to write something that doesn't feel genuine or like a true experience for myself. Like, I could try write for someone else's perspective, or you know, but I think I just find it so much more easier and natural when I'm like, this is what I'm observing, or this is what I have gone through. So I think naturally my first EP was gonna be something like that, and maybe, you know, it might be like that forever. I'm not sure. I could change songwriting styles. I'm very open to like trying new genres. I imagine my next EP will be like something quite different. I'm not sure. So yeah, it just came naturally, I think.
Amber Carly Williams, the next heavy metal artist coming out of New Zealand.
That is me.
Rawr.
Stay tuned. Stick around.
Now, where can people listen to your new track and keep in touch with you for your upcoming EP?
I mean, Spotify is definitely the main spot. I still need to update my social media with like the link in bio. It will be in bio. but yeah, I mean, if you tune into my Instagram, I feel like I post everything there, so you can follow along with that journey. Yeah.
Do we have a release date locked in for the EP?
I do. 24th of November.
End of November.
I'm like 99% sure it'll happen on that date, so sticking to it.
Cool. We'll cross our fingers and toes, hope that it comes in.
Yeah. Don't hold me to it.
hey, we'll take it whenever you're ready. We want you to be very happy with it. We're excited.
Thank you.
Legend, thank you so much for your time this morning. Happy release day. Get out there. Go soak in the glory.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, pleasure is all mine. Amber Carly Williams on their brand new track. This song is called Kids on the Internet. 20 minutes past 9 on the Radio 1 91 FM Breakfast Show. Turn this one up, team. Keep it locked. And remember, happy Friday. Yo. To the phone in one moment, but you're still just as alone. Maybe in a workout, but please don't. That call should last too long, but in
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.